Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right. Welcome to the chaotic White House. And I don't think there's any ducking reality at this point. And I haven't been ducking it before. I just assume that every White House has problems. And every White House has tremendous turnover. The jobs in the administration, I mean, they're grueling. They're demanding. Some of them are fairly high-paying, others aren't. Most of them aren't. I mean, would you take a job in the White House to make, a prominent job to make 30 or 40 grand a year? Well, see, I mean, you might. But I was fine here all morning until just now. It's very apparent to people that things are going on right now that that don't bode well for the White House. And we're going to find out if Trump is mortal or he's not mortal. I'm talking about the the departure of one Hope Hicks. Now, I'm not on the, you know, listen, I don't know Hope Hicks personally. I've had a couple of phone conversations with her when she took over her former job as a spokesperson. The closest to Trump, her office is right next to Trump. They're together more than anybody else. And, hey, I wouldn't mind being together. Just from a social view, I mean, she's very, very pretty, very smart, 28, 29 years old. She started out as a model. I mean, all I got to do is look at her. She always looks like she's been photographed in model mode. She just always looks beautiful. And then she went on to work for Ivanka Trump and handling her clothing line as a spokesperson, and then on to be affiliated with Donald Trump for the last 3 years. And when you do what I do, you get to hear, you get to hear things. Some of them are rumors, some of them aren't. You don't hear more excitement than I feel I'm allowed to give by hearing something and assuming it's true and then coming on and saying it is true. I have an inside source. I don't think I've ever done that. And I'm not going to pretend to, you know, I could come on here and say, look, sources that I'm not going to reveal to you have told me that. I've told you that in several cases when I'm off air and I have these confidential relationships with some of the guests I've had on, and I know a lot of things. It's really not appropriate for me to talk about them, especially if it was requested that I shouldn't. But I have never, ever, ever heard anything negative about Hope Hicks. And I've known who, I don't know her, as I said, but I've known who she is for the past few years. It was she and Katrina McPherson who was running the White House of the campaign in those PR communication slots. And Katrina, I interviewed. She was great. I've interviewed many, 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 many of the Trump boosters out there, people who are in the administration, who are independent strategists. That's okay. Never. Hope Hicks doesn't like to go on air. She doesn't like to go public. So she left. She went before the House committee to testify. And she came out with an admission that, the left-wing press just loves it. It just happened to be a true and non-incriminating admission and I actually admire her for saying it, that she's told white lies on behalf of the president. But that's about it, and knows nothing about Russian policy. And when it was over, she and her staff, you often see a staff applauding. She and her staff were applauding. I mean, we're crying for her at her departure, and so was Hope. But she's going to be some catch for some guy, I'll tell you that, and I hope it isn't that. I'm sure it isn't that creep who abused two wives. Wow. I mean, how could she even date him? But, hey, look at who knows. Kimberly Guilfoyle dated the mooch before he went back with his wife, so... It's a different kind of world. Anyway, she left and she was. Here's a story. You get called in to testify. That the government doesn't pay. You pay. So immediately, just by virtue of being called in and testifying for 9 hours behind closed doors, with her lawyer or lawyers, it cost her tens of thousands of dollars. So if you get called in, it's like the IRS. If there's a mess up and it's on their end, or if it's, let me be more accurate, if it's not on your end, because they could call you in for something, find nothing, and dismiss you, as they've done with me twice in my lifetime, once over the deduction on a car and once over something else. And, you know, at the time, it cost me a lot of money for my CPA, because you never want to go in and sit down with the IRS. I don't care who you are. You don't want to do it. So she's, I just want to show you the consequences of sometimes no actions and what can result. And, but even on a more personal level, on a personal level to me, I've communicated with her, I've spoken with her on the phone, even when she was at the top of her job, we've emailed, she promised, she says, Stu, just bear with me, I'll get Donald Trump on you. She's the one who does all the booking for Trump, or did all the booking, which is even though there were no guarantees, I felt that I was pretty close to getting that interview with Donald Trump, and even Jesse Waters, and of course, when you're on Fox or something, it's a little easier. And Trump loves Fox. Jesse Waters said, who's going to get me bookings with the interviews with the president? Hope Hicks gave me three. Got three for me. So, Jesse, I'm not worried about you, but at this particular point, I don't think Donald Trump is coming on with me. He's got a lot to be concerned about on his plate. I wish Hope Hicks well. Boy, I'll tell you, whatever company grabs her, whatever guy she gets, going to be lucky. During the presidency, these kinds of things, they happen. The loneliest man in Washington, the bets are on that it's Donald Trump. I mean, his loss of people who are close to him is kind of unprecedented. I mean, you can go back, and I'm objective about this. I'm not saying, hey, look at Obama. Obama never wanted to be close to anyone. Obama threw people under the bus left and right. He didn't really care. He could tow it alone. Except for Valerie Jarrett, and I don't know about that lovely wife of his. I don't understand why anybody calls her lovely. I think she's just an average-looking lady. But I guess when you dress up and you're the first lady, it's like the transformation, isn't it? Michelle Obama is not unattractive. That isn't what I'm saying. When they say she's amongst the most beautiful people in the world, I mean, come on, will you? You know who's amongst the most beautiful people in the world? Jesse James Decker, and just Google her, and you'll see who she is. Not going to talk about that stupidity in this show. But Trump has, and at the end of a a tenure as president, you often don't have anybody, or very few people who are left, your close friends. Trump is, I really don't know, because as independent and as strong and as tough as Trump is, I don't know how he's going to continue, especially with rumors now that his three top generals may be gone. Going, not gone. Sorry about that. I don't want to juxtapose my words here. And John Kelly, McMaster, and believe it or not, Mad Dog, Jim Mad Dog Mattis. And I'll get into a little of that as we go along here. But those three generals, you can say what you want, and they don't all have, by no means do they have the same political position as Trump, which I think in this case is okay. And I say in this case. But I don't want to see any one of those three leave. I think one of his great moves when he made and assumed the presidency was to bring these generals into power. He's just got to let them do their job. And the problem with Trump, he doesn't let anyone do his or her job. Except, from what I hear from my sources, except Hope Hicks. She's not officially out of there again. I will be doing something today or tomorrow and sending her a very, very long email asking one more shot to get Trump on. All right. At least I don't call you to brag. Well, you don't ask you to listen to me brag, rather. All right, we're coming back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. Don't delay. Order now.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high net worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650. If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
Biz Talk Radio. The Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
I'm Dick Morris. When I visit Boston, I don't go to see the Red Sox. I listen to Stu Taylor on Business.
Many a tear has to fall. But it's all in the game. All in the wonderful game.
Oh, the late Tommy Edwards. What a voice, huh? You hear some of these voices. You know who's still performing, by the way? Johnny Mathis. Johnny Mathis is going to be at Foxwoods. He's got to be in his early 80s. When Johnny Mathis came out, one of the most beautiful golden voices that an individual has ever been blessed with. I'm not going down there to see him, but wow, what a performer. I hear he's still great, and he's over 80. When Johnny Mathis came out as a success, another singer came out. His name was Adam Wade. He had virtually the same exact voice as Johnny Mathis. Adam Wade, if you want to Google him and hear some of his music. And, you know, you can't clone someone when it comes to Hollywood and stardom and the entertainment industry. They're all one of a kind. And the only thing that they have in common is most of them are complete and total nitwits. And I have no idea about Johnny Mathis. Keep saying Nat King Cole. I love Nat King Cole. Another golden voice. All right, that takes care of the music portion for today's show. So what's Trump feeling in the White House? Feeling nothing. People say, well, he's like a machine in many ways. And in many ways, you have to be if you run a business. You know, I used to put someone in charge of things when I had 35 people working for me because I really didn't want to be dealing individually one-on-one. There were things, obviously, I had to. I made all the decisions in there about salary increases, et cetera. But I want to tell you, it wasn't fun, and that was on a penny scale compared to Donald Trump. And the best years for me have been the years that I have not been the president of a company and gone in every day to greet my staff. Oh, God help me. I'm serious when I say you can't put a number in front of me in terms of dollars that would make me do it again. And most of them were not. They were great, except they bring their problems to you. Now, I'm not saying these people brought their problems to Trump. I have no idea, except that there has been very documented proof that this White House is running on diesel gas, I guess, because if you put diesel gas into your car, he has his family. And I don't know, you know, you have to really think before you think, before you can understand another's thoughts. Laurie and I were just talking about that in the break, and I won't get into those details. But here's a guy, and we all put ourselves in that position and say, would you do it? Would you do it? I asked Laurie if she'd like Hope Hicks's job, as if she's going to get it. And she said, no. And she's she's one who's not chasing fame and fortune, although if it came along, I think we'd be okay with it. Would that be all right if it came along?
Of course.
Yeah, I don't have it for you.
You never know.
The closest you can get to fame is producing my show.
Yep, here I am.
Yeah, I'm joking. You're a lot closer to it, but people don't need it. I want to hear a biography about your life or mine or anything else. So let me get back to the Trump thing. If I were Donald Trump, it's conditional, and I were worth whatever he's worth, I would take a look at that family that I have, and unless there's some deep dark secrets that haven't come out, you can believe they would have. Just like with Mitt Romney, you know, I'm not a Mitt Romney fan anymore. But anything deep and dark couldn't come out. Trump, I can't give you an explanation. He's got five kids, five great kids, and a terrific family. They all obviously admire and love him. And I would say, you know, I don't know how many grandkids has he got, 8 or 11? I don't know. I would not. I know when he ran for that, when I say I know, as close to knowing as I could, and one of the reasons I know of it is he himself has said it. I never really thought he had a terrific chance until the campaign went along that he'd win, and he didn't think he had any chance. And I know he was shocked, and how addictive this is. It tells me right now that he's the only president ever to announce this early that he's going to run for the next term, and that's 2020. That's a number of years away, and he believes it. He is infected. He is addicted. And there is a good part of this, obviously, and a bad part. I mean, I couldn't do this to my family, put them in jeopardy every day. I mean, quite frankly, and people are complaining, look at all the security that's being paid for Trump's family. Not only anywhere, but also at Trump Tower. You know, it's 24/7 protecting Trump Tower. And he's going to have to live with this for the rest of his life. Now, I spoke with, you see him frequently on Fox. And I had an interview, I had several with Dan Bongino. You see him always on Sean Hannity's show. He's great. He's an ex-CIA guy, and he and I have had conversations off the air. And I asked him about the security of high personalities like Barack Obama. And the conversation was, I can assure you Barack Obama is safe. He's got like 24 people protecting him and his family all day and all night, 24/7. I don't know about you, but I wouldn't want to live that way. I mean, I really wouldn't. You know, you can't go out. I guess you can put on a disguise. I don't know. It isn't worth it, and who could take the pressure of 24/7? Trump is a rare, rare guy. I've seen many, many, many people in my years. I have to say, I don't recall ever knowing anything. You know, I'm acting like I know him. I don't know him. He's the one person I would like to interview, and he's the one person I'd like to meet. I mean, I would pay to sit down for 30 minutes or an hour just to, you know, go back and forth. That would be fun. That would be better than chicken parmesan. So he puts his family in difficult circumstances. They're forced to defend themselves, guilty or innocent. This isn't the case. Jared Kushner, certainly one of them, but Jared Kushner, I understand, is financially in trouble because he's got over $1.6 billion debt, I'm not sure, to pay off on an expensive project he bought in Fifth Avenue. And I mean, I honestly don't really care. I mean, you know, I tell me I should have sympathy for these people who have to. I don't know if he's worried about it. He's wealthy in his own right. I don't think Donald would let him go bankrupt with Ivanka and he and the kids. But I when I say I don't care, I hope he doesn't go bankrupt, but I really don't care. There are other issues that are going on in this White House, and one is living a quality life. And the president is having all of these hassles, all of these interactions, speculation about his relationship with Melania. I don't know. I don't know how much any of this bothers him, but I know he's troubled. Hey, so are you. So am I. Got some bills to pay? More on this. Psychoanalysis of Donald Trump.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@biztv.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370.
800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is Governor Mike Huckabee. Whether you're in Beantown or the rest of America, I'm sure you know that if it's the Red Sox, it's Boston. But if it's business, it's Stu Taylor on business.
Got on board. 747. Didn't think before deciding.
All right, we're back about the saga of Donald Trump and where all this is going. Will he serve a second term? I mean, everybody's talking about a second term and that he announced. I'm hoping he gets through the first term and doesn't lose his sanity, or he doesn't get impeached for some false, made-up, fake news that becomes prosecutable, because the only time that you could do something without doing it the right way, without a constitutional amendment or getting a recommendation from Congress, is if Barack Obama is in office. He could do whatever he wanted. Didn't matter. He was a dictator. And if every time Trump tries to redo what Obama did, they're calling about impeachment. How do you have a discussion with someone like that? Not that anyone cares. My life is so much better that I don't get into these discussions because there's nothing to discuss. If you knew me years ago, you know that I debated and debated and debated. There's nothing to debate on this issue. So, Hope Hicks leaving the White House, and I'm really, really sorry to hear that. I really do, even though it has no direct effect on me. And there have been so many people. There have been five in that position who have left. And every president gets lonely. And the interesting thing about Trump is he's managed to keep relationships with these people. He's even the people who have left, whether it's the Mooch or I can run up and down the whole line. Oh, I was about to leave out a couple, but he's kept relationships with all of them. It's a pretty lonely job that I'd like to tackle for a couple of months, but I think that's about all. I couldn't last 2 months on that job. He spent his whole life, that is Trump, seeking attention and getting all of it anyone could ever want. And yet, as many people will tell you, ask Richard Nixon. Oh, you can't, can you? No. If you get an answer, let me know, and I'll get you and Richard Nixon on the show. Nixon had it tough. And Trump is a different age. He is a different animal, so I certainly don't want to underestimate his abilities. He just, the more adversarial confrontations, the more conflict, it seems like the better he likes it and that he rises up to a new level of perform. It's a lonely job. And at the same time, for purposes of self-gain, everybody is on him because they want to improve their lot in life, and most of them hate him. I guess, you know, unless you're part of the Trump Corps, and I'm part of the Trump Corps because I love looking at results. It could be getting lonelier. And Hope Hicks had been with him from the very beginning, and she is, by the way, the fifth White House communications director. So you said, boy, I never heard of anything like it. Well, it's part of being in the presidency. And this isn't a criticism. This is a fact. I'm not criticizing Barack Obama. He had five communications directors in years. That was 8 years. This is five in a year, okay? She is amongst a lot of people who feel the pressure and, quite frankly, feel, I don't know what Hope Hicks makes, but she's had to cough up thousands, as I said at the beginning of the show, just to be under interrogation. I mean, it's a lousy system. Because you could be totally innocent and Bob Mueller could say, hey, I'm calling you in for an investigation. And then you got to start opening the checkbook. It's terrible. If I were 1,000% innocent of something and didn't have a thing to worry, like Carter Page. And you see that guy on TV? I love the guy. He is so relaxed about everything. Call in him. Call me in. I want to testify. It's cost him a fortune. I mean, there's nothing he can do about it. It's like the IRS. So Hicks' announcement on Wednesday didn't make her the only high-profile aide to leave this week. You got, there were a couple of others. One, I think, is someone named Josh. Josh begins with an R, Raphael or Raphael. And now you've got the increased pressure where, what is it, 20 or 30 people have lost their high classified position. Jared Kushner, one of them, and that's fine with me. It's not that I dislike Kushner. The guy is 36, 37, and it's not just age. What the hell is he doing in that position? And here's where very often family emotions can intercede. And I think this was a bad, bad, bad move. You know, there was a lot of advice I got and a lot of others' advice. Don't bring in family. Don't bring in family. Or if you want to start a company, don't bring in a partner with someone you just love or crazy about. Make sure they have complementary things to add to it. Often people will do that because of the attraction. Oh, am I going to have fun working with him every day or her every day? And it turns out they do the same thing and the business collapses. And that's why they call it a business. And there are days you complain about what you're doing, and that's why my wife has said to me a number of times through the years, not just about me, but about others, that's why they call it work. Boy, I wish my wife would come on and do a show. She's phenomenal. She'd be instantly better than I am, but she won't do it. She's a behind-the-scenes lady, and I respect it. So, Trump, and it's pretty much documented from people who were there. He will have temper tantrums on the top floor of the White House. And every day there's a new story, and every day the story changes. And now he comes out, and this is the one that's probably the most puzzling thing to me of all. You know, where's Waldo? Remember? Even I had fun with that one. What's happened to Jeff Sessions? Trump called him disgraceful on Wednesday. Sessions was his only friend in Washington who said he wasn't going to go anywhere without him and wasn't concerned what the president had to say about him. Well, I really didn't think I'd have the day here, and I've said it, this isn't the first time, and maybe the fourth or fifth. Jeff Sessions has to go. He's got to go. He's not even exerting his current power into the investigation of Hillary Clinton, the email thing, the Uranium 20, and all the other scandals that are going on. He's turning it over to, I think it's an Obama individual to start some kind of investigation. It's unbelievable. It's like this guy did a turn of 180 degrees, and Trump, how would you know? I mean, when he appointed Sessions as the Attorney General, I said, greatest move you could possibly make. I love Sessions. I don't love the guy anymore. Does he seem like he's, I don't know. Does he seem like he's lost it mentally? He does to me. And he was a quiet but tough guy who stood on principles. Here's what I think, and I've said it, and I'm going to say it, and I hope I'm wrong. I think either Clinton or Obama has something on him. You see, that's the way they operate. It's not Clinton. It's not Nixon's little black book. I think they got something on Jeff Sessions. Absolutely 90% convinced. I was going to say 100%. How would I know that? That means I know. And I think it's time for Trump to get rid of him. And even though this probably would have caused much more turmoil in the White House than it did, and even though there might have been a little resistance about what Rudy Giuliani wanted, I think, which was Secretary of State, and I didn't think he wanted this, but I still think Rudy Giuliani would have, I don't know if you do it right now, you don't hear much about Rudy these days, he's making a lot of money in the private business, good luck to him, God bless him, he did a great job with New York. But I'm almost saying I wish Rudy Giuliani had come in and been the Attorney General. Because there's one tough guy who isn't afraid of anyone. I'm not that tough. Coming back.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. That's 50% off my pillow's 4-pack special. 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. Don't delay. Order now.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
IMIS, morning 6 to 8 on WBNW, 1120 AM.
Hi, this is Mike Reagan, chairman of the Reagan Group and the Reagan Legacy Foundation. You know, when I'm in Boston or when I want to be on radio, I'm with Stu Taylor. You should be with Stu also. Have a great day.
Back with our final segment, and this is a form of catharsis for me. Every honestly, I get up and it's a form of catharsis. And then when I see my wife, it's the biggest favor in the world. I don't have to yak and yak and yak and yak. Yeah, you know, my late mother used to say, and she used to make the move with her hands, and she used to say, talk, talk, talk. She meant it in a loving way, talk, talk, talk. That's all you do is talk. Anyway, that's who I am, and I know it may be hard to believe, but I go for long, long stretches, really not saying anything. I'm unusually quiet and social, not shy at all, just unusually quiet in social sessions, but and I just try to keep my distance. If I'm approached, I'm friendly. I was at the eye doctor yesterday just for a checkup, and a really nice guy sitting next to me, and you know, I just kind of do what I'm doing on whatever I'm doing, drinking water on a cell phone, reading something, and he gets into a conversation with me. And if he's listening, it was a pleasure meeting you yesterday. It really was. And here's a guy who I wouldn't identify him if I knew him. He got one thing wrong here. He had to retire. He was a chef for years. He had a couple of toes amputated. Diabetes, and he's advised not to walk around, and he has to lie around and sit around at home. I felt really bad for the guy. One little thing could take your whole life and change it. We talked even after my appointment was through. I sat and talked with him. Anyway, it was a pleasure meeting you. If you're listening, I hope you are. It was a real, real pleasure, because I know you don't have a computer. So Trump tweets, he tweets, he tweets, he tweets, and some of it's good, some of it's bad, and he is curious as to why John Kelly, his chief of staff, keeps telling him not to contact his friends. There's a circle of old advisors who stay in touch and offer their advice and not much companionship, and now the word is that Kelly may be on the verge of going. Now, he's an independent guy, and I like Kelly. Who could work with Donald? Tell me. Who could work with Donald Trump on a day-to-day basis? Hope Hicks. And now for telling and admitting she told that she covered up some white lies. I mean, that was as an honest assessment as you could make, I think, under the conditions, without incrimination, and said none of them had to do with Russia. And some of the, I mean, maybe I'm an example. It could be something as simple as my conversation with her. Stu, we love what you're doing for Donald Trump, and I promise you we'll get him on, and I'll contact you. Well, I mean, that's the way the business it's the way the business works that way for Jesse Waters. He's done three interviews with Trump on Fox. If you haven't seen the five, Jesse Waters is great. He says, "Who am I going to get an interview with him?" I mean, of course, he's had three of them. He'll get an interview, and Trump happens to love Jesse Waters. Maybe I should get a job at Fox. Ugh, can't do it. So you look at these people, and a lot of them in the informal circle responded to the news of Hicks' departure by thinking that Kelly may get dumped. And there's been tension between Kelly and Hope Hicks. And, of course, just about everybody in Jared Kushner, he no longer has his top secret intelligence. That's a fine move for me. Who's leaking? Well, 20 people or 30 people have lost their high classification. I only know that it's anybody knows. This isn't something that I'm saying that nobody knows. The White House is in a certain amount of chaos. The question is it always in chaos, or is it under much tighter control with Barack Obama? I know his loyalists were true loyalists. Eric Holder is Attorney General. I mean, was just kissing Barack Obama's rear end day in and day out, and he would have gone to jail for Barack Obama. There were a lot of others. And Obama and Valerie Jarrett were really in control of that administration. I don't know how they did it. Different personality than Trump. So I look at Trump, I look at Obama, and I say, look what Obama had accomplished. Nothing. 70% on the way to destroying the United States. Look what Trump has done. A 70% turnaround in this country for the good. I do have to remind people that even though this is a criticism of Donald Trump, my worry is that he won't last. How many people want Hope Hicks' job? This White House is not like any others. And there have been some great days and a lot of accomplishments. And here we are with Trump brazenly taking on gun control, and it's and DACA. And, you know, I agree with him, and I've gone through this on the show. I agree with him on some of this. I disagree on others. But, that's what life is made up of, opinions. Everyone who is in the White House is afraid of investigations, stabbings, backstabbings, knowing that leaks could come. And how many people get incriminated when they're innocent? And they're living with the realities of this every single day. Now, that's in addition to doing their jobs. I mean, if I were a young guy starting out, and I believe me, I've worked 18-hour days. If I were a young guy starting out, I'd say, give me that job. No job is too tough. Nobody's offering it to me, and this is an employee to get. I don't want it. I'm happy where I am. I'm happy what I'm doing. I'm happy to have the opportunity to speak to a wide audience like I do here every day. I couldn't tell you how happy I am about it. It's just thought. We always think back. We think ahead. And poor Hope Hicks, I don't know what her salary was. She wasn't one of those big makers of money. A lot of them just leave early, and they do it as Kelly. Kellyanne Conway said she made more money out in private sector than she has here with Trump, and she's devoted, and God bless her. She's truly devoted. She's had the limelight. She could leave. She's a brilliant lady, an attractive lady, and wow. I mean, she wouldn't want that job. I hope she stays. I know she's not staying forever. She's got four kids. But this is some of the stuff that goes on in the White House, and I never got a chance to get to the three generals, or Bill Clinton, or Bush. Well, I guess that's good. I didn't run out of words. This is Stu Taylor. Thanks for listening. Back tomorrow.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.